Read something from Nahum. Where's Nahum? Nahum describes God as a God that we don't usually think of him as. He is a God whose way is in the whirlwind. It's a powerful God, majestic God. We know God as our Father, our friend, but do we really know the God who is the all-powerful, majestic Creator who he is? Nahum 1:2-8 says, "The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord is avenging and wrathful. The Lord takes vengeance on his adversaries and keeps wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power. The Lord will by no means clear the guilty. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet." Can you just think about that image in your mind? The clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. And it goes on to say, "The mountains quake before him, the hills melt, the earth heaves before him, the world and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before him?" Then later on, he goes on to discover something more about God. And he says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him." Can you say this to your neighbor? He knows those who take refuge in him. I believe that today God is building this refuge, this place of refuge here, that as we worship, we are going to know his goodness, but we are also at the same time going to know his majesty and his splendor. So do you want to know this God better this morning? I think worship is one of the best things where we get to know God better, because he just so lavishes his presence over us. So let's just spend some time and we'll sing this song that talks about who God is to us. Okay, and then we'll just lift up praises to his name, yeah? Maybe you'd like to stand up. If you know this song already, sing along. Otherwise, you can follow the words on the screen.
Broken reality, but your eyes are
faithful hand in your life.
We've seen your faith. Fire.
this room this morning is going to affect eternity. I just feel right now like the weight of eternity is on us. Not to crush us, but to set us hoping for eternity, set us hoping for the next 1,000 generations, set us hoping for this country, this city, set us hoping for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God to fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. And I believe that is our portion. It's not just me and my family. Our portion is the glory of God covering the earth just as the waters cover the sea, abundantly. And I just feel like this lifting up that we are doing today is affecting that eternity. How many of you believe that? Can you feel that in the air this morning? If you can't feel it, take my word for it, because that is the promise in the Bible. Okay? So we want to continue lifting up the name of Jesus with the hope of eternity and with the hope of the next thousands of generations that are to come. Think about your children if you have children. Think about your spiritual children, people you've discipled maybe. That is where our hope, the deposit, the residue is really vested. And I believe that God is calling that out of us, that we are going to affect thousands of generations. When Abraham looked at the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore, his decision to follow Jesus, to put his faith in God that day, it affects us today. We are the children of Abraham. By faith, we have received grace. So I want you to just think about the promises that God has given you, the people that God has given you in your life, and stir yourself to have hope that they will be changed, that situations, difficult situations, will turn around. And I've had this word this week that God is going to break new ground. I don't know what that is in your life. Maybe it is new boldness. Maybe it is to be set free of some things, but he's going to break new ground in us this morning. So as we continue to lift up God and say, be lifted up, I believe that God is going to do something that is going to affect eternity.
Up on our praises.
singing quite a lot, but I believe that this is the song for this season. And it is a song from Isaiah 6 where Isaiah has this vision of God. And I believe that that God's heart is to ask us to enter into His presence. That when we see Him, when we have a revelation of who God is, everything that we are changes to align with who He is and who we are in Him. So we want to sing this song which says, I see the Lord high and lifted up. His robes fill the temple. The angels hide their faces as they lift their voice in praise, crying, holy, holy, holy. That is the awe and wonder that we want to redeem. We want to take back from the world the awe and wonder that we have lost. Say, what is more wonderful, what is more amazing than anything that we see on the TV or anything that people call amazing? Who is really awesome is our God. And we want to invite our awesome God to be in our presence, in our midst.
Oh,
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 9 speaks about this wonderful Lamb of God. Revelation 5, verse 9, and they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Jumping down to verse 11, it says, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000s times 10,000. They circled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning, Lord. You are the holy Lamb of God who was slain for the sins of the world, Lord. Lord, we bow down before you and we worship you along with the angels in heaven and the elders and everybody else. We thank you that we can worship you today, Lord, because you, Lord Jesus, are worthy of all praise. Amen. Amen.
Oh,
Do you know who wrote this song? No, then I'll tell you. Fanny Crosby. Do you know who Fanny Crosby is? She was born blind. She wrote over 100 hymns. Does this sound like a person who is feeling sorry for herself? She was full of hope. She couldn't see. She's never seen. So I don't know what blind people, it's just black, I guess. Okay? And she writes here, perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. She's blind. What's she talking about? Something is happening in her spirit. Angels descending, bringing from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Wow.
8,000. I was wrong. Okay? 100. 8,000. This was a lady who encountered Jesus. You know, you don't need eyes to see. Let your heart be so captured by the beauty and the wonder of Jesus that you never, never, never fall out of love with Him. Amen?